Back in the studio with us from 1819 News, Amy Beth Shaver is here to talk about what's going on with some pushback now on all of this gender stuff that is being kind of shoved in our face. And, you know, Amy Beth, before we jump into this, welcome, by the way. Good to see you. Happy Friday.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Yeah, before we jump into this, I don't want to come off as, you know, JT hates gay people. Because the minute we discuss something like this, that's the response from people that are, you know, okay with the lifestyle that we're going to talk about here. We're all sinners.
That's right.
Period. End of story. But the minute you mention God in a discussion like this, oh, well, there you go.
Right.
Don't give me that religious crap. You know, these are people too. I said, yeah, I don't hate these people. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate transgenders. I don't hate drag queens, you know, but the lifestyle, because I'm a follower of Christ, is not something that I'm condoning and saying, yay, yay, it's a good lifestyle. I'm all about it.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't, it's like telling an alcoholic, look, I don't hate you, but I'm not going to condone your lifestyle of doing something that goes against biblical principle.
Right.
Even though sometimes I fall, oh, how about every day? And don't live up to those expectations either. But I'm trying and hope to be better than I was yesterday. Tomorrow. So with that said, you know the crazy agenda that's been being shoved down our throats on this whole thing, and now some people are starting to push back.
They are, and I agree with you, JT. It has to do with the choices that people make. We all make choices in our life. I'm a Christ follower. That informs, my faith informs my belief. However, the question we're going to ask is, why is this, and you said this off air in between breaks, is why is this being shoved in our kids' faces? Why is this happening at school? Why are we not allowed to ask questions and say, wait a second, this has to do with less than 1% of the population, but when you ask a question, you're denied, you're dismissed, you're destroyed,
you're a bigot, you're a hater,
you're any of those things, and yet what we know from the laws of logic and debate is that if you have to go into name-calling, you've already lost the debate. So we've got to bring it back to what's the real issue and where did this come from?
Well, we were talking about this. I think it happened last week. The superintendent over there in Baldwin County.
Yes.
In public schools. Apparently, it popped up on that website over there that, you know, the school system is compelling its counselors to use students' preferred gender pronouns. So if a student comes to school and says, you know, I was born a boy, but I'm leaning towards being a girl. In the transition, I'm confused. I don't know what I'm doing yet. So I don't want to be referred to as a boy or girl. Just refer to me as a they or them or however they want to do this. And the superintendent said, hold on a minute. No. We are going to refer to our students as their birth certificate states. And that's it. And boy, did he come under fire.
He really did. And here's what's crazy about that. Is that in school, we know that this information is coming down nationally from the National Association of School Counselors, then it's getting to the State's Association of School Counselors, and then it's getting into our schools. And so what's happening is that, and remember that we've got that new law that's in effect that mental health counselors are going to be in every school district starting next year. Mm-hmm. So kids are coming to their counselors and the counselors are saying, we're not going to tell your parents that you're struggling with gender identity. We're going to separate you from your parents. We're going to keep this knowledge separate. Don't worry. Secret safe with me. And thank God for Eddie Tyler to say, we're not going to play around with
this. Yeah, to try and break up the family structure where it was designed to be just that. The parents and the kids are a family unit, family structure. And the attack on the family, nuclear family in this country is overwhelming and worldwide. That if we can bust up the family structure and individualize everybody, including kids, where they need the parental guidance and upbringing and restrictions and understanding what's right and wrong, if we can separate them from their parents, we'll win over these influential minds at an early age and get them on board. It's like, did you see the NBA game?
Yeah, I saw the clip. Yes.
Where they brought I guess it was a halftime show?
Yes.
They brought a drag queen out for entertainment. It's like the drag queen story hours in some of these libraries. And parents like bringing their kids to this.
Right.
to try and, I guess, normalize what's going on out there. So all of a sudden, I take my little, you know, kids to the game, and they're 7, 8, 10 years old, whatever, and you're sitting there going, what's going on here, Dad? What, you know, how did, what do you do with these discussions? How, you, what you're doing is indoctrinating these kids. You're putting it into their minds that, hey, this is normal and acceptable behavior in our world. And if you're not on board with that theory, people lose their jobs over this. People are canceled in, you know, entertainment or whatever profession they're in. You better buy in or else seems to be the mantra.
That's exactly right. And they're starting from a very early age. If you look at YouTube clips about they, thems going into schools, leading story hour for kids, they are creating confusion in minds that are very concrete. We know 5-year-olds are concrete thinkers, but you introduce this policy and this creation of confusion in their minds, like, well, am I a boy or am I a girl? We've done away with this idea that girls can be tomboys. Like, I loved frogs when I was a little kid, so right, I guess right, I would have right. been called a tomboy. But now, oh no, you might be trans. Do you?
Let's go to the pediatrician and talk about
immediately, and right. let's get you puberty blockers, and let's remove body parts.
See,
and this is absolutely insane that parents, adult people, are going along with this.
There's a guy right now that's been separated or divorced from his wife. She has custody. She's going to go through this whole thing with this transgender move as a kid that's not even a teenager yet. And he's going, wait a minute. If you want to make the decision on your own when you're 18 years old and outside of the home and on your own, then that's your decision. But to bring this upon a kid that's still going through adolescence and decision-making and needing guidance from adults in the right direction as far as the family goes, and say, well, you know, he was out there playing with the girls in the neighborhood, and he put on a, you know, an outfit that, you know, was just, so doesn't mean you need to go to the doctor and start giving him all, he's growing up.
Right.
Just calm down, everybody. So, yeah, I think the push needs to slow down, okay? Just stop.
That's right.
All right.
Well, it's right. And I want to leave your amazing audience with this. It is Abigail Schreier wrote a great book called The Transgender Craze That's Seducing Our Daughters. I want everyone, if you have a chance to pick it up or listen to her audiobook, before 2012, there existed 0 bits of information, no information about this gender dysphoria and trans identity. 2012, and magically, it has gone so far that they're at the Bucks game.
Yep.
Okay, so where did that come from and why did it happen? Parents are awake. Superintendents are awake. People are pushing back. They should. We know this is built on a fraudulent lie that started in 1967 at Johns Hopkins with a failed surgery that for years was covered up. Look it up. It's amazing. It was covered in the Rolling Stone. So, you know, parents, stay awake, stay alert, and push back.
And it does not mean woke, being awake.
No,
that's
it
right.
does not. That's exactly right.
All
that
right.
means it, what it means.
Amy Beth, thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thanks.